there you see the some of the black delegates I was speaking of just now. Bit of telepathy there, because they're obviously worrying that their time should go. And that lady in the front with the T-shirt, she was the one who got up at the rostrum on Monday morning and said, what's going to happen to our hour on Wednesday afternoon when we argue for greater black opportunities constitutionally? Diane Abbott is her name, of course, because she, and she was assured that there would be time, and she comes from Westminster where she's a councillor.
There will be a discussion and a debate on the question of black sections. As you know, it's very controversial, and it no good anybody trying to avoid discussing the matter, and it would be quite wrong if we did. So I am going to ask you to accept this, that we leave the rest of the agenda for the time being. It's in on here this afternoon, and we go straight on to the black sections debate. And when we've got that out of the way, I will go back to the other, and then, if there's any left, we'll have to deal with it during the course of the week. Do you agree? You do agree? By goodness me, thank you very much indeed. So we go to page 27 of the NEC report. No, 27. I'm going to take the votes of the other amendments, yes. I'm now dealing with the black sections, comrade. I'll come back to everything else later. I'm sorry. Well, that's the page 27 is Working Party on Positive Discrimination. That's the point. Plus Composite 51, which I'm now going to ask Tottenham CLP to move.
Now, this is a vote to have black sections, namely to have constitutional arrangements in the Labour Party. Here he comes. To ensure that black people and brown people in the Labour Party get additional opportunities which they wouldn't otherwise have.
Bernie Grant.
Similar to those given to women and young people in the Labour Party.
To move the composite. And Tottenham Conference is an inner city area in the borough of Haringey, with a large percentage of black people. And I represent a particular ward in Tottenham called Bruce Grove. And that ward has about 60% of black people. And I was amazed to discover that roads in my ward were named after places in Africa. Dongola Road, for example, was named after a place in Africa. And also that an African king in the 17th century called King Bonny lived in Philip Line. Now, comrades might want to know why I mentioned this, but I mention it because I want to make it clear to all comrades that black people have been in Britain a very, very long time, and we're going to be here a long time yet. And when the black sections... when the black sections adopt the slogan, we are here to stay, that's precisely what we mean. And I want comrades to know that. Because, you see, we are not only interested in what's happening today. We want to know a bit about the past. We want to know about racism, where it came from. And one of the tasks of the black section would be to investigate that particular situation as far as the labor and trade union movement is concerned. You see, our problem is that blacks are not a priority in the labor and trade union movement at the moment. And black sections are here to ensure that they become a priority. Over the past year, blacks have been killed in mines in South Africa. Blacks have been killed in Grenada after the invasion by reactionary American forces. Blacks have been killed in Angola and Mozambique by the incursion of fascist forces from South Africa. There's been turmoil in India, Sri Lanka, almost every part of the world where black people live. And yet there's no debate on it at this conference. Blacks are dying every day from malnutrition, starvation, and hunger. And we're in the EEC, and the EEC is dumping food by the metric ton. Now, we intend to make sure that these matters are properly discussed. But what about at home? That's foreign. What about at home? Well, comrades will remember that in 1979, Margaret Thatcher made a famous swamping speech when she restricted immigration. And what she said basically was that, you know, we're in danger of being swamped by an alien culture, and we've got to keep the blacks out so that we can take care of those that are in. We're going to take care of those that are in. That's what she said. But of course she hasn't done that, has she? I'll tell you how she's taking care of us. She's taking care of us by trying to abolish the GLC, which has done more for black people in London than any authority previously. She has taken care of us by trying to abolish, to rate cap 18 authorities, the majority of which are labor-controlled, and have policies on behalf of black people. That's how she's trying to take care of us. But before you get too carried away with this, you see, the Labour Party's record isn't that good either. And the Labour Party introduced the 1971 Immigration Act, which introduced racism in immigration for basically the first time. There was virginity tests that took place during the Labour government, and the Nationality Act was there as a result of a green paper that was produced by the Labour Party. And blacks are saying, and this is what blacks are saying, we are saying that we are being used. This conference is a headline of the Caribbean Times, which is the authentic voice of black people. It is not the militant tendency, and the Caribbean Times supports black sections. Now, we are concerned because we are told that our leaders are against black sections. And one comrade has said that black sections will be turned into black ghettos. And I want to examine that for quickly, Chair, because a ghetto is a place of degradation, etc. And the people you find in ghettos are pimps, drug pushers, etc. Is the comrade suggesting that blacks who have given years of their life in the political movement, in the Labour Party, in public office, are the same as pimps, are the same as drug pushers? Is that what he's saying? Is he saying that we are to become, in the black sections, similar to ghettos? Because I'll tell you this, if that's what he's saying, and if that's what he thinks about black comrades in the Labour Party, what does he think about black comrades outside the Labour Party? And you'll be, and what has surprised me, Chair, is the fact that they tell me that this person will be the next Home Secretary in charge of, amongst other things, race relations. Now, black sections are there to stop this sort of abuse by politicians against black people. When politicians of any party get up and make such statements against black people, we will be there to answer them. So I urge you to support black sections. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Birmingham, Ladywood, to second.
Elaine Foster, Birmingham, Ladywood, CLP. Comrade Chair, comrades, I bring greetings of solidarity from the black members of the labour movement with two, the striking miners, both in Britain and South Africa. I would like to examine a couple of phrases that I keep hearing about black sections. Black people do not want it. It is apartheid. It is divisive. Why are we hearing these things? We're hearing them because black people are demanding black sections. We are demanding that we participate in the Labour Party on our terms, on equal terms. White voices are saying black people do not want it, as though this were justification enough for their opposition. There are black people who are opposed to black sections. There are white working class people who are opposed to the labour movement. The question is, why are the opinions of black people given so much credence only when it is obviously not in their interest? The same way that we would question the awareness of working class people who do not support the labour movement and the Labour Party, we challenge the awareness of our black brothers and sisters. We must challenge them to look at the systems which which have subjugated and oppressed us. We challenge them to demonstrate that the mechanisms of subjugation and oppression are not replicated even within the Labour Party. We also challenge those black people in the Labour Party who hold to the analysis which denies the present reality of the race struggle in favour of the class struggle. Secondly, comrades, the popular notion of apartheid is of that which exists in South Africa today. To claim that the demand for black section is tantamount to apartheid is an argument which is emotive, it is malicious, and at best, it's insensitive. Given the fact that the catalogue of brutality and oppression has been perpetuated by a South African government, I'm trying to get everything in, it is preposterous to suggest that powerless black sections could in any way equate with apartheid in South Africa. Black sections are needed because we need to struggle against oppression within the labour movement. Those opposed to power sharing or newer radical ideas regularly cry, it will cause division. When this cry is examined, we realize that the divisions already exist under the banner of racism in the Labour Party. Why has the party not yet elected a black member of parliament? Where are the black trade union leaders? When will we have our first member of the NEC? Can the party, or will the party act on socialist principle, or will you continue to pander to popular opinion? Recent history has shown that black people must never assume their interest will be protected without their own concerted action. We can, and we will indict the labour movement because you failed us. You failed us in employment, you failed us in housing, you failed us in policing us, and you legislated against us. And as one involved in education, I've got to hurry up. As one involved in education...
You've not only got to hurry up, I'm afraid you've actually got to draw it to a close.
Thank you, I will draw it to a close. The question then is quite clearly crystallized in the question of black sections. We can change on principles or because of pressure. We can change by using words or using weapon, 1981. We can change by respecting rights or fearing riots. Working together with the people is not tokenism. It means listening to us, it means sharing power with us, and it means total involvement in the rebuilding of the new Labour Party.
Well, that's Diane Abbott. Diane Abbott comes next. That was Elaine Foster from Birmingham Labourhood, and Diane Abbott will be coming next. And she will. Here we're having a result of one of the card votes on one of the internal matters. And that
total
was.
Votes cast 6,658,000.
So raising the fees for affiliated members from 650p to 60p, that was carried by a very big majority on a card vote.
Moved by Westminster North.
Now we have Diane Abbott, who is vice chair person of the National Black Section Steering
Diane
Committee.
Abbott,
she's
Westminster
a Westminster
North.
City Councillor,
like
and she's stood for the National Executive.
All those people who voted for me in the NEC election.
And she's referred to it now, thanking people.
I'm a councillor on Westminster Council in Paddington. I was born in the ward I represent, and I live in the ward I represent. In fact, I'm the only councillor in Westminster who was actually born in the ward they serve for. Now, we've had a black caucus and latterly a formal black section in Paddington for the past 18 months. And I just want to explain the effect it's had on the party. Contrary to all the talk we've had about black sections being divisive, of being ghettos or whatever, our experience in Paddington is that our black section has brought existing black members into the party to be active, it's attracted new black members, and it's galvanised the entire party, black and white, on race issues. And the experience up and down the country is the same. in Brixton, in Vauxhall, they set up a black section, with the result that in one ward alone, they have quadrupled their black representation. They now have 9 black people on the GMC, including the 2 black section representatives where they only had 2 before. The actual experience when you set up black sections is far from being ghettos, far from being apartheid. They draw black people into the party and they maximize black involvement. That's the actual experience. And if you look at the Black Sections campaign, which has only been quite a short one, only just over a year, I've seen more press coverage since we've been active on the subject of black involvement in Labour politics than I've ever seen before. We've brought more black people to this conference as delegates, as visitors, than I've ever seen before. We, the people campaigning for Black Sections, have put black involvement in the party seriously on the agenda for the first time, and that in itself is an achievement. But I want to go on and deal with some of the arguments I've heard against black sections. Now, you will get black people who argue against them. You will. But some of these people are people who have fought all their lives in the party for integration, right? And find it hard to see now how separate sections can help. And I say to those people, like I say to all the genuine white people who are worried about this proposal, look at what has happened in practice with black sections. None of the things that you feared have come to pass. And in any case, no black person will be forced to join a black section. No party will be forced to set one up. Now, the other opponents of black sections are readers of a certain newspaper, which I don't actually want to mention. And all I want to say to them is, number one, they had their own black section. They called it the PNP Youth Movement, and it was their black section. It is as if, it's not that they object to black sections as such, they object to black sections they don't control. And just another thing about the readers of this certain newspaper. In order to smash the black sections movement, they have made common cause with the right wing in the party, the same people who sought to expel them not so long ago. Some opponents of black sections are straightforward racists. We've been told lobbying this week, we don't want you in this party. White MPs have told us that. We've been accused of apartheid, right? I'll tell you what's apartheid. All white parties in multiracial constituencies, that's apartheid. And all white House of Commons, that's apartheid. We are providing a remedy for this apartheid, and there are no practical alternatives coming forward. We've heard about forums, we've heard about consultative committees. There's been forums on white racism ever since I've been a child. Those remedies have been proven not to work. Now, I just want to deal with a couple more opponents of black sections. And amongst them are white MPs sitting on nice, fat majorities provided for them by loyal black voters. And they say to us, black people, they say, we know what's best for black people. They say, we've spoken to black people, we know what they want. Now, let me tell them, right, that they are going to eat their words because they do not know what black people want. And I want to close by saying that whatever you've been told by readers of a certain newspaper, the eyes of the black community are on this debate this afternoon. Black Sections is about a new Labour Party with a place for all its constituent parts. It's about a party which will end the special treatment it has always given to white middle-class men. It's about the renewal of the party, because I do believe that a party united not on the old racialist status quo, but a party united in genuine equality can never be defeated. And that is what we are fighting here for this afternoon.
Diane Abbott moving the resolution for black section and wanting black members on the NEC, a special section with votes. And this is a very, very interesting and difficult issue for
the
Labour Party.
Don't exaggerate it one way or
and
the
it's
other.
The,
I personally do not
It's not been debated before.
I wouldn't want the country to
And
believe
it's a most interesting. And the chairman is appealing for no
Labour
exaggeration.
Who are
well,
there
you heard Deanne Abbott, a black Englishwoman
party.
Born in Paddington, making the case for much
Comrades
more effective and
Brown.
Constitutionally guaranteed opportunities in the Labour Party. Here's another
Thank
speaker
you,
now. This is Keith
Bass,
who also
Labour
stood
Party.
For the National Executive, but didn't get very many
ahead,
votes.
Please.
And he's supporting Defeated a resolution which would give them a special
West.
Section on the National Executive
Comrades,
with elections by the black members of the Labour Party.
It will be an admission by the Labour Party that it has nothing to offer the black people of this country when it comes to ending... When it comes to ending the famine of policy and representation on black issues which exists in the Labour Party, it is the ultimate political hypocrisy for a democratic socialist party that campaigns on the platform of racial equality to deny its own members the right to organise within it on the same way as women and the youth. The party will not be divided by black sections, it will be strengthened by them because they will signify that the Labour Party is prepared to tackle discrimination. It will ensure that race and racism will be part of the political agenda and not just lumped in as an optional extra at the end. No comrade here in the hall today can say that the existing structures and decision-making process of the Labour Party is accessible to black people. Virtually nothing has been done in the last 20 years to change the all-white face and attitude of the Labour Party. The policies of the Thatcher government have ravaged the black community in Britain, not merely on race and immigration, but in housing and social services and employment. And the miners' debate on Monday showed the sort of police violence that black people have faced over the last 20 years. That is why the black community in Britain turns to Labour. It has become the duty of our generation of socialists to listen to the voices of the black brothers and sisters who call for a bold and imaginative initiative in order to enfranchise them. The leadership of the Labour Party and the leadership of the trade union movement have nothing to fear from black sections, as they have nothing to fear from the miners' dispute or the Greenham Common women. In fact, there is an unbreakable socialist bond that links the struggles of gay people and black people and women with the right to work and the peace movement. And socialism exists to embrace those struggles, support them, and articulate them. And conference will note the support that the black community has given to the NUM, not just because there are 3,000 black miners, but the financial support that has come from black communities as diverse as Southall and Moss Side. This historic debate and these pioneering resolutions will, if they are carried here today, be a signal to the black community in Britain that this party is confident enough, democratic enough, and diverse enough to respond to the legitimate demands of its black members. The stakes are far too high and the expectations too great for this matter to be deferred for another year. What we want is for 6 million votes and 2,000 voices to be raised in solidarity with the black brothers and sisters as they cry out for the right to be equal. Thank you, comrades.
Thank you, comrade.
Another speaker in this debate on black sections increasing black rights in the Labour Party. And as we look around the hall, we can see that there are indeed very, very few black faces at the Labour Party. This year there are more than before. And we can look at their faces rather than the back of their heads. We'll find out what we're talking about.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman and Conference, Councillor Sardul Marwa, WPTU, Chairman of the Race Relations and Equal Opportunities Committee, Birmingham City Council. I'm a British citizen, been here 24 years. My wife is born here and my children are born here. No way I am going to be dictated today saying we want black section because we were within the party. I represent a multiracial ward. I represent all of those people, not just the blacks, not just the whites, not just the Irish, not just the yellows.
The agenda contains 23 motions in support of establishment of black sections. No less than 20, about 87%, come from London constituencies only, not the whole country. I suggest that this invalidates any claim that the idea has support from the whole of the country. Those who believe that the creation of specifically black section within the Labour Party will help creating racialism or anything like that are sadly mistaken. It will weaken, not strengthen the Labour Party. Is it seriously being suggested, comrades? Is it seriously being suggested that the best way to understand the problems facing the black communities today, to send them away to talk amongst themselves and divorce from the wider channels of this movement? It bears more relation to the ugly townships of South Africa, comrades.
I once again say to all comrades, I will not tolerate interference with any speakers, whoever they are or what they're saying. Is that clear? Right, thank you. Continue, comrade.
Thank you very much. It does not help. It will not defeat the obscenities of the racism problems facing the ethnic minorities are problems for this party, Chairman. Low pay in sweatshops, in the inner cities, are the problems for the labor movement and the unions. The matter will not be revolved in separate sections created on the basis of the color of one's skin. So is discrimination at work, in schools, in allocation of housing, in social services, so is the harassment in the streets, the violence in the streets. Black section acting in isolation within the party will be powerless to overcome these substantial problems. We do not wish to see the black debate in societies, but real action to serve the miseries facing the ethnic minority. Let us give every encouragement to black and Asian members to seek public offices within local elections and indeed in parliament elections. In that way lies a real route to the unity of all groups within the party. Let's take steps forward, not backwards. We're in 1984, not in 1884. The remedy to the problems of blacks being the least politically represented within the Labour Party and British institutions lies not in the easy option of creating on the institution solely for blacks, but in their full integration throughout the party. That is what we achieve in Birmingham. We believe in integration, and may I point out that, Chairman, the Labour representing on the city of Birmingham are no less than 9 councillors out of 61. That's more percentage that we have in the city of Birmingham. 15% of the coloured population and 15%, more than 15% on the city council. Well, that does not apply to our London brethren. Lambeth, Hackney, Islington, Haringey, because they haven't achieved that. It's only those who want the black section. There are some of us who are astounded that a party committed to equality of sexes, races, creeds should be seeking to differentiate a fragment its membership upon the basis of color of one's skin, and then pretend that such a course would positively assist in developing a greater awareness of the problem of British black communities. This party's traditional response to racialism has been based upon the theme of integration and harmony. Why abandon that positive response and replace it with segregation and disunity? Chairman, we were talking about unity Monday, and what we're doing today. We want black sections. We do not wish to see black sections. We do not wish a segregation. We do not want apartheid, Chairman. The ethnic groups want fair chance. We want more councillors. We want more MPs. but we do not want to travel on a second class. I appeal to the conference...
Draw it to a close, comrade, please.
I appeal to the conference chairman that they support this motion and reject Composite 51 and 52. Thank you.
Well, that... Mr. Speaker, moving a motion strongly opposing the formation of black sections for black members only. And his name was Sadal Singh Mawa of the Electricians Union. And this is an absolutely fascinating debate. And as you look at the floor, you can see why the black people are anxious about it. There are very few black faces at this Labour Party conference. The trade union movement and the constituency Labour parties. There are one or two here and there, more than we've had before. And, of course, the people wanting black sections in this debate, they want a given number of people in certain offices, they want five members on the NEC like the women's section, and they want the black members to open them. And there you see either whether you talk about Indian faces or black faces or Caribbean faces or whatever, there are not enough, according to the people who are moving this resolution. As you heard spoken just now, the trade union leader, the trade unionist, he didn't want it because he thought it would be segregationist. So now you have this anti-black section speaker, a white speaker, Mrs. Pat Lacey from Luton Constituency Party. First white face in this very interesting and important debate.
An end to cutbacks, a right to live in peace without fear, and an end to harassment by the police. Very familiar echoes throughout the country by black and white oppressed communities. Why do some feel it necessary to divide to fight for these needs? 80% of black communities vote Labour. They will only join the party if we have black sections from where they can be represented by their own black councillors with better understanding of their problems. White Labour councillors can be equally hard-working for the good of black communities, and black voters know this. However, there is a need for more understanding and help for black participation at constituency level. Black sections on the surface appear to be an answer to a difficult problem. These could end up creating even more prejudices. The creation of black councillors and officers in the Labour Party could be a long time in coming if they're using women's sections as their guidelines. Women are still fighting discrimination. And although we are in some areas actually winning, it has taken many years to achieve recognition. These sections could also be classed as racist, but the Labour Party is totally opposed to any form of racism. And I urge us to take another closer look at this problem and make a firm commitment to combat any suggestion of division, constitution, I'm saying. Let us ask some serious questions before being accused of bringing segregation into our party. If the Labour Party recognises weaknesses of communication and assumes that black sections is the answer, could not other organisations decide to follow suit and suggest the same remedy? Before long, we could have started a tidal wave of black segregation, which could destroy the whole structure of our democracy. Our party is based on equality and no class or colour barriers. And if you believe these barriers exist, we suggest the fault lies within ourselves. We must work harder to achieve closer harmony and accord with all men and women, endeavour to find better ways of understanding and communication, and work together for better living standards. The Labour Party must be seen to be working for the black communities, but not by starting out in separate sections. I second the motion.
Thank you, comrade. Comrade over there. Yes. No, no, that comrade there. Comrades, I will try and get as many in as I can assure you, but of course there's only, as always, a limited time. This comrade here.
Ronald Lisk Carew, Birmingham Perrybar CLP. It is necessary to correct the false impression that some comrades might have at this conference that the majority of black people or black political activists are in favor of black sections. Black people do not have to be told by the Labour Party to organize. There are many black organizations who have been struggling for years to fight for the interests of black people. We don't need the Labour Party to create special sections or to reserve positions for us. The Labour Party can set up as many black sections as it wants, but so long as it is not pursuing policies to deal with the real problems that black people face, the Labour Party won't get black people to join. It is all very well for the Labour Party to try and hive off the issue of racism to the handful in black sections. What the black people want to know is what the Labour Party will do to tackle the problems of blacks. At the present time, 60% of young West Indians and 40% of young Asians are out of work. Last year in London, more than 2,306 blacks were victims of racial attacks. These are not questions that could be solved by the setting up of separate black sections. It is for the Labour Party itself, to deal with these problems. It is completely patronizing to take the view that blacks are not capable of taking their rightful place in the Labour Party. We don't need special privileges which can damage the Labour Party. Black people have a valuable contribution to make in the Labour Party. We can pass on our experiences in struggle to help the Labour Party. Yes, we want black MPs. Yes, we want more black councillors. But we don't want them to get there through special reserve places, but have got there because they are the best fighters for socialism, black and white people. I conclude by saying black people are the most oppressed in this society. The problems cannot be solved simply by setting up black sections or a few token blacks in the NEC and Parliament. The real problems can only be solved when the Labour Party is prepared to carry out genuine anti-racist and bold socialist policies to solve the problems of black and white people. The struggle for socialism isn't the struggle of black versus white. It's a struggle of black and white working people, nurses, miners, young blacks, women, nurses, all of whom should be struggling together to carry out the socialist transformation of society, which will benefit us all. I beg you, vote against black sections, vote for genuine representation, genuine and legitimate, through consultation, through
please, comrade.
Organizations, community organizations already existing, and vote for Resolution 43 as amended.
Thank you, comrade. Now, clearly,
applause for Mr. Ronald Lisk Carew, opposing black sections. And this is an increasingly interesting debate with the black delegates divided, and with Mr. Eric Heffer goes on and on about his problems, how little time he has, which itself doesn't help the amount of time available, but still, here we are. We're waiting for another delegate, and they come along. They're not announced in advance, one before the speaker is at the rostrum, as they do at other party conferences. That slows things up. But here's the next speaker coming to the rostrum in this debate on whether you should have positive discrimination in the Labour Party constitution for black people.
Mr. Chairman, comrades, Councillor Campbell Benjamin, Bolton Metropolitan Council. 2 years after taking office, I was made Vice Chairman of Housing. I'm also Chairman of the Equal Opportunity Steering Group. In my ward, there are less than 100 black people. I don't know who defined black people. I was elected by people of your color because they recognized within the Labour Party or within the Labour movement that I was active within the party, regardless of the color of my skin. In 1982, when I was seeking re-election, the Conservative put against me the strongest of their candidates they could find in Bolton, and I beat her hands down. To create a black section, this party, in my opinion, will be a laughing stock of all political parties in this country. I can just imagine Enoch Powell's reaction. He will laugh his socks off. The next step will be beyond the banana boat back to where we come from. Comrades, black people, brown people, whatever color you might call them, if they want social democracy, if they want true social equality, it can be had within this great party of ours. I know that in this party there are some people who have prejudices, but those can be overcome. I am talking from experience. I fought within the trade union movement as a member of the National Tailor and Garment Workers Union. I was a shop steward. I was a head steward. We call them head steward. You call them other union conveners. I was chairman of a district group because I showed an interest in trade union work. And if all black people, if they want to be progressive in the political sense and in the trade union movement, they should participate within those, in that movement. To form a section of your own, we annihilate you from the rest of the party. All aspects of your problem will be left, will not be on the mainstream of your agenda. Work within the Labour Party is my advice to all black people, because it's the only way that you will be recognized and the only way we will fight shoulder to shoulder with your white brethren. And in political sense, in a social sense, and in the trade union movement, if this party vote for a black section, you will be doing this service to my people here in Britain. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Now, I can only call, in fact, we're again running over time. I'm only going to call three more, and that's the maximum. This comrade.
Munira Thabani, Hornsey and Wood Green CLP. If black people don't have any problems in getting here and they're active, where are they? Where are these black people? Because if you are suggesting that black people are not here because they are not active, that is an insult to the black community in this country, because they are fighting people. I want to say why we need representation in the party. Black people already have caucuses. They're already in pressure groups. The Labour Party hasn't responded as they should have done. And it is because of this that there is a creation of an underclass. Now, the people responsible in creating this underclass don't have problems defining who is black and who is not black, because the underclass is made up of black people. The second point I want to make is about consultation. And we all agree we need consultation all the time. But it's called accountability, not the way that it is being presented to us today. Because many black people have been in the party and in the trade unions, always at the receiving end of policies, not in the making of them. Black people are active. They always have been, and they will always carry on being active. They're working in the party, they're participating in the party. We have been consulting for a long time. That's why we feel that black sections is our legitimate demand, and you must respond to it positively. The point about black sections only coming from the London area, Where else is it going to come from? But black people have been concentrated in the most deprived areas. That's where it's going to come from. It's not going to come from the rich areas. It's not going to come from Finchley, okay? Right. The reason why we want black sections, we want to democratize the party. We want to actually democratize the class struggle. Our position in the black section is that women's issues coming through women's organizations are class issues. We want to say that black issues coming from black organizations, black pressure groups, those pressure groups should be brought into the party, given a voice, and that's how those must become class issues. The lesbian and gay issue is a class issue, right? And for this kind of democracy, we don't need one person, one vote. We need participation. We want participation because we want to build a vision of socialism that we can turn into a reality which embraces all these groups. They all have a say, so
please,
that
Corrine,
yes,
really
so that our economic
last one is to wind
yeah.
up when that red light
okay,
goes on.
I'll wind up. The groups must have a say because we feel that the economic and social policies must touch the lives of these people. And if they don't touch just now, we cannot have socialism. I urge you to support the composites and support the black sections.
Thank you, comrade. No, comrade over there.
This is a debate at the Labour Party conference on whether there should be special constitutional rules to enable black people to have special places in the constitutional arrangements of the Labour Party. In other words, should there be positive discrimination to help black people overcome the disadvantages which they've suffered through being black in the past? Women have a special section. There's a youth member on the National Executive. And the black people here, some of them, are arguing that there should be similar privileges or opportunities or rights for them. And it's an extremely interesting debate. Mr. Hattersley, Mr. Kaufman, are two of the leading Labour people who support it. Mr. Kinnock is said to have an open mind. But it's a very difficult issue which the Labour Party will have to come to terms with. Now, here we've got another speaker from the rostrum.
I don't want any part of any black section. I joined the Labour Party because I believe, with all its flaws, with all its warts, and with all the criticisms, it's the party that can show me some kind of humanity, some kind of compassion. And when I say that, colleagues, I wanted to identify myself with working class people, not with black people, with everybody. And let me tell you something. You know, the mover said that Margaret Thatcher demolished the London Council because they did a lot for black people. I bet there's a lot of white people who are doing good for you, brother. And you're going to give them a kick in the teeth. And I think it's a sad day that we can't work together. I'll tell you this. I don't want to be patronized. My union, I was elected in 1977 to the National Executive. And I've been elected every year. Not because I'm black, not because I'm good-looking, because you can see I'm not. But I'll tell you what, it must have been because our members thought I could contribute something to them. Please, colleagues, I've got so much I could say, but let me say something. What none of the move or a second have ever said is if you did get a black section, would you suddenly get inspiration? Would there be thousands of blacks running across to join you? Because I'd be suspicious of that, if that was true. And let me tell you something then, if you did formulate policy, is it not a fact that you'd have to come back and convince your white brothers whether it's what's good policy or not? Do you know, colleagues, look around you, and I'm appealing to you, brothers and sister, if you want to be my brother or my sister, sit with the family. Don't go in the attic and hide. Because I tell you, throughout the world, it's unity that's going to count, not separatism. Never mind whether you're black or in our government. Not just black people. All right. If you believe that there is an inadequacy in housing, join us in the mainstream and fight for better housing. If you believe that there is a lack of jobs, join us and fight for a lack of jobs. And I tell you, you should all join together and make sure that Neil Kinnock and our Labour Party become the next government. Thank you very much.
Comrades, I can't call any more. I've got no time. Joe Richardson, on behalf of the National Executive. Joe Richardson. Sorry, comrades, I've got no time to call any more. It just ran out of time. As good as I am, I can't make time expand. I'm sorry, comrade. No, comrade, not just now. Go on, then.
Mr. Chairman, I must put right the mover after 53 amendment. If he looks on the agenda, the resolution 44 come from West Yorkshire, Cornwallis, and that's a long way from London.
Okay, thank you, comrade, for putting that right. Joe Richardson.
Comrade Chair, comrades. Yesterday in his speech to conference, Neil Kinnock made a reference to outlawing racism in our society and to ending discrimination and disadvantage which black people suffer. And that evoked a warm and sympathetic response from conference. Yet black people might feel that they can't have real faith in our declared commitment to racial equality, and we're not in a position to preach to others, while black people remain only as our loyal, and they are, supporters and rank and file members, but don't necessarily have any meaningful voice in decision making, and certainly not in leading positions. The argument is much the same as for women. Black people who support Labour in overwhelming numbers, and without whom many Labour MPs would not be in Parliament, must share power in our party. The number of black delegates to conference, the number of black councillors, as we've heard, and the number of black parliamentary candidates has been growing. And it has meant that some white people, especially white men who currently monopolize it, have their power taken from them. I believe that even with the present system, with no change and with no working party, we will eventually see black NEC members and black MPs. And maybe, Eric, at some stage, not this week, a black person in the chair. Some people, mainly outside the party, I believe, say, why should we do it? Why should we want it? What's in it for us? Why should we seek to remove obstacles to participation and to black involvement? Well, I tell you, I think there's a lot in it for the Labour Party, and I don't especially mean votes. We need, comrades, the involvement of black people to ensure a sound understanding of what it means to be black and to implement effective policies to counteract the racial discrimination and the racial disadvantage that leaves black people very often as the poorest members of our society. The presence of black people within our ranks, especially in the higher ranks, the decision-making ranks, will enrich us and will ensure that the party as a whole is more responsive to the needs of black people and gives them greater political priority. Just as it's unacceptable for men to preach to women about what they perceive to be our oppression, it is unacceptable for white people to preach to blacks about their struggle. Black people must themselves play a central role in the party, in its organization, in its policy making, and its campaigning. We white people don't always know best. I believe that black people often know best for themselves. I don't think there are many people in this hall today who would disagree with those sentiments. But what I know we do disagree about, and it's been evidenced today, is how to achieve these changes and this greater involvement in the party. You will know from the interim NEC statement before you that I chair the NEC Working Party on Positive Discrimination within the party. It has, over the last months, concentrated on producing the consultative paper, Black People and the Labour Party, which was on your chairs this morning, and I hope you've all got a copy of it and will take it away with you. The decision to draft that document was not an attempt to fob off black people in the party. I don't think that the representatives on the Working Party, from Black Sections and from the Labour Party Race Action Group, would have put up with that. But we realise that we are ignorant of what ordinary party members feel, and ignorant of what local parties have been doing to increase black membership and to involve black members more fully. And we also believe that many party members are ignorant of the arguments for and against black sections and about more black involvement within our ranks. We also need educating about it, and that's why we put out the consultative document. We don't know how successful or unsuccessful local parties have been in involving black people. We don't know how successful the informal black sections set up by several parties have been. Although I think that the booklet produced by the Vauxhall party is a very useful one. We don't even know, comrades, how many black people we've got in the party. That's why the consultative paper has been distributed to you, and that's why we urge you to let us have your views, your ideas, and your experiences. I hope every delegate in this hall will ensure that the consultative document is taken back, it will be sent to CLPs directly, and is discussed at branch and at general committee level and within the trade unions. We're particularly anxious to involve black members in these discussions because, after all, it's they who are affected most and they who best understand the deficiencies of the party in recruiting blacks. And then, most important, we want you to send us your views about black sections and about, and this is very important, all the other issues which we raise in the consultative document. We will then produce our report for next annual conference. Because the involvement of black people doesn't just depend on the creation of or not black sections. It also depends on working with black organizations at local level, keeping black people informed about what the party is doing, and giving black people the opportunity to express their views. Comrades, composite resolution number 51, whilst acknowledging the consultation we are asking for, wants a commitment from you now to set up black sections. I've learnt a lot from the chairing of the Working Party, and I hope to go on chairing the Working Party. The NEC asks you, because of the Working Party and because of the consultation, to remit Resolution 51. I'm bound to say that from the discussions that I've had so far, I'm already convinced that if people want them, they should have them, but only in that case. In the same way, Composite 52 goes a good deal further than Composite 51, and that also needs a lot of discussion and a lot of talk at branch and general committee level and elsewhere in the party. We also ask here for the movers to remit. Resolution 43, as you have heard, takes the entirely opposite point of view and opposes black sections. But could I emphasize here that nowhere, and not at any time, in the document or anywhere else, has anybody ever suggested imposing anything on people. It will be entirely voluntary. But nevertheless, I ask, in the same way, Resolution 43 to be remitted so that the Working Party can have a look at everything. I hope comrades will agree to this, but whatever happens, the consultation process will go on. I say to white comrades, we have to face up to our prejudices. We have to face up to them, and they do exist. And we have to get rid of those prejudices. We can't pretend to be socialists, and we are a socialist party unless we do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Now, you've heard the
summing up for the executive, Joe Richardson, urging that all these three resolutions about black sections should be remitted. Those in favour of black sections and those against black sections should be remitted for further consideration by a working party. Let's take the votes.
Remitted, Composite 52, we're asking to be remitted, and Resolution 43 as amended, we're also asking to be remitted. I'll take the NEC statement first. Those in favour of the NEC statement, please show.
It is a temporary statement, an interim statement, doing the pros and cons of black sections, and further consideration will be given. That is accepted.
Now,
will they remit Section 51, which is arguing for black sections?
Well, before we go any further, is anybody going to insist on a card vote? Because I'm not having this nonsense of after taking a vote, then people demanding a card vote. You want a card vote, you better say now. Right. Card vote.
Well, they're going to have a card vote on these.
We've asked it to be remitted. And
on these resolutions, what they're having a card vote on now, whether we're going to stay for the card vote, I'm not quite clear, but this is. We're probably going to have a discussion, I think, from our studio on the issues which are arising. Oh, well, hold on one moment. I'm not quite clear what we're going to do. These are the unexpected developments.
Clear the gangways, please, so the comrades can be as quick as possible. Please clear the gangways at the back so the comrades can get along as quick as possible. Now, they've asked you to get out of the way at the back, please. Well, I've got a number of announcements. One says, by popular demand, Labour Women's Action Committee and New Socialists present the heroes, an everyday tale of Labour men. Satirical review tonight at 10 p.m. Park House Hotel, North Promenade. Also says at the Imperial tonight at midnight after. Anyway, that's what he says at midnight. The Fabian meeting, if you fancy a drink and a gossip, New Socialist. Well, I don't think I'll be there, I tell you.
Well, they're having a card vote, and so I better remind you of what has been happening at this debate on black sections in the Labour Party. They're voting on a section, Section 51, of Resolution 51, to have black sections, that is, say, special areas in the constitutional bodies of the Labour Party for black people, voted for black people. By black, they mean black and brown. A lot of opposition to it from some black delegates, and very fierce enthusiastic support for it also among black delegates. One suspects that the leadership of the party want to have further consideration, although Jo Richardson said she thought that if they wanted black sections, they ought to be able to have them. But of course, the question is not just whether they have a black section of a constituency management committee or the national executive, but how it should be elected. How many of them shall be there? And shall they be by the women's section and the youth member on the NEC or what? It's really an argument about one of the fundamental questions of multiracial society. Should you have positive discrimination to enable a minority to achieve some of the positions which they say they've been unable to achieve because of their being held back by reason of their skin colour? Several people came to the rostrum, black people came and said, I don't want to be patronised. I want to get here simply because I'm a good trade unionist or a good councillor and voted for on my merits. And that's why I joined the Labour Party, they said, because we're all equal no matter what the colour of our skin. And that's what the Labour Party is about. On the other hand, the others were saying, well, there are no black members of Parliament. There are no black members of the NEC. There it is, an all-white platform. And in the hall, there's also very few black faces, though more than there have been in the past.
Resolution
43, are they prepared to remit? Eric Heffer is shouting away again on the platform, keeps up a perpetual dialogue with the floor, does Eric, saying, what do you want me to do? And I want you to help me, and I'm going to throw myself upon your mercy. He's a funny old chairman, is Eric. Everyone quite likes him, but he doesn't get it right very often, and he got the rules completely wrong today and had to be corrected by two former chairmen of the party. Let's see what he's talking about now.
Actually, the way we've been going on, I didn't even know there was any standing orders.
The card vote is continuing. The card vote is on composite resolution 51, which, long resolution, calling for black sections in the Labour Party, doesn't go quite as far as one of the other resolutions, which I'll be voting on in a moment, but it sets out the general principle for having black sections, sections for black and brown people in the Labour Party. There's one of the speakers who has moved this resolution, a very eloquent young lady, and
right, OK.
She'll be waiting anxiously to see what happens.
Composite 52.
Now we have a vote on Composite 52, which is a much stronger resolution and calls for five black members in the NEC and for at least one black person to be included in all parliamentary and local government shortlists. Card vote 15, as they say. Each card vote takes about 10 minutes. So there's an awful lot of hanging about. One day they'll have heard of computers and calculators, I suppose, but they still carry on in the...
Well, now, while we're waiting for the result of that vote, Robin, I am joined by two people who spoke during this debate. Keith Vaz of Richmond and Barnes constituency, who wants to see black sections in the party, and Sardal Singh Marwa from Birmingham, who is against black sections. Now, Mr. Marwa, maybe first of all get it straight. Why do you think, if you don't want black sections, why do you think so many people are failing to come from the black community into the Labour Party?
Well, I don't think that is the case, really. There are enough black... Well, not enough black
people. We've seen very few here at the conference. Yes.
Well, that's what it is. That's democracy. People don't vote for the candidates. But sometimes what it happens is people who stand as candidates, who come to the conferences, sometimes it's a black and white vote. If the black's not there on the GMCs, they don't get there. Well, that's the state of the democracy.
You heard Diane Abbott say very clearly there when she made that really very powerful speech in which she said those constituencies who have black sections have been recruiting quite successfully. Now, how do you respond to that?
Well, they're in my ward. Now, if you're talking about specifically black section, and membership on the Labour Party on my ward is 80%. 80% of those people, if that isn't black section...
I'm going to interrupt you because I do have the result of the card vote here, and I see that it's 500,000 for it, and overwhelmingly 5,427,000 against it, and that, of course, was on the card vote for... That, of course, on the card vote for Composite 51, which was for instituting black sections in the party and coming back next year for a formal resolution on that. So, you've won.
Yes, well, I'm delighted about the result. Obviously... the union's block vote came all against it, but that's what we expected when we came to the conference. What we do need in this party now is a mass recruitment from by the NEC to set up a nationally a committee, consultative committee, not just in London, not a working party by the white people, involve the black people in it. But how do you define black? Who is black? If at the moment black is defined by Afro-Caribbean, Indians, Pakistanis, and Bangladeshis. Well, what about the Chinese?
Keith Vaz, how do you define black? Before you come to give your response to why you lost.
Well, it depends very much on the ethnicity of the particular areas. But predominantly black people in this country are African, Afro-Caribbean, and from India and Pakistan.
What about Turkish people? What about Arabs?
In Haringey, for example, they have chosen to describe themselves as black. So if you consider yourself to be black, then you are black, depending on the area where you live.
Now, how do you react to this massive defeat of your proposal for black section?
I'm very pleased, because this is the first time that the debate has occurred at the conference, such a full debate, and I'm pleased that we have 500,000 votes in favour. I think when we come back next year, it will be much more than that. If I could comment on something the comrade has said, the National Working Party does consist of black and white people, and there is a consultative document which has been put out, and I think that constituency parties should respond to it. But this issue will be back at conference next year in Bournemouth.
Do you think having women's sections and youth sections in the party has actually helped with the recruiting of women, frankly, in the party?
Yes, I think it has. What it does is it raises the issue of women and young people and black people. It puts them on the political agenda where they haven't been for a while. You usually have black people put at the end of carefully worded resolutions.
But the black people, if they ever set up, I hope they're not, but if the black people are going to get these black sections, what are they going to talk about? Only the black issues, but they're driving themselves away from the mainstream, the main issues of the socialists. If you're a socialist, you don't set up a section on racial grounds.
Quite a few of the people who are speaking against this suggestion were talking about things like apartheid in South Africa. Did you really mean that?
Yes, it is apartheid, because we go away from the mainstream. You're a socialist party, Labour Party is a socialist party. For heaven's sake, let's get in there and work with those socialists. Don't set up sections on racial ground. What about the Asian women? What about the Asian women? I mean, there's very few of them. Are you suggesting that let's have an Asian women section?
If the comrade will hang on for a second, I'll explain.
Mr. Baz?
You have black sections at the moment in existence, and they have resulted in greater recruitment of the party. And it does mean that black people can get together and organise. What we have at the moment is an apartheid system, because black people are excluded from the structure and the decision-making process of the party. And unless we can change that, we are going to continue with our fight for black sections.
Now, I'm told that Composite 52 has also been defeated, and that, of course, was the Composite resolution that suggested there should be black places reserved on the National Executive Committee for black members. Now, how upset are you about that?
I'm not upset. I think it's important that it was discussed today. It will be discussed next year, and we have got a lot of support that we didn't think we had. A lot of the union delegations which voted against us said that they were mandated to vote against us because they didn't really know the issue. But this time, they've had a chance to discuss it, and when they can go back to their branches, they can actually say that these are the issues at stake.
I think it might help people to understand a bit more clearly what we're talking about. Just tell us precisely what you want. What exactly is a black section at local level first?
A black section at local level is similar to a women's section. All the black people will get together in that section and organise. They will remain in the party. They can attend their branch meetings, but it will mean that there will be reserved places on GMCs.
Will they have separate meetings, or would they meet within the GMC as if they were part of that? They are, of course, part of that.
Yes, they are part of the Labour Party structure, or they will be. They will have their own separate sectional meetings, and they will be able to take part in their branches and at GMC level.
Well,
and we have that
anyway.
At the moment.
They do that anyway. As I said, there is 80% of the membership of my ward are black or Asian. Isn't that a black section? There's only about 10 white people in there, but that is a black section, isn't it?
But if they choose to call themselves that.
No,
yes.
No way. That's a Labour Party we're talking about. We're not talking about any other issues. Well, what about the youth of tomorrow? There's those people, the youth of here, my children are born here, so will be your children, right? Those children don't want any part of this nonsense. They want to work within the structure, and let's have it in this country.
I don't think the comrade can predict what children and grandchildren can think, those who haven't been born yet. But I think what's clear is that it's been a very important debate for the Labour Party. It's aired a number of grievances, and we go from here united in our determination to see the next Labour government return. But in the meantime, we shall continue to fight for black sections.
Well, isn't it a voluntary matter anyway? I mean, can't those who don't want to form black sections not form them? Why should you be so fussed about that? Can't GMCs that don't want black sections say no?
Yeah, well, obviously, but where are you going to have these black sections? Only in the constituency where this mass the community...
Only if they want them.
Well, if they want them, I still don't see it as a way forward. We're in 1984, as I said in my speech, not in 1884, to thinking about backward, we should be thinking of...
Now, can you just briefly be clear about the other thing you want, which is black places reserved on the National Executive Committee. Are you suggesting that these places should be filled by black people voted in by blacks? That, after all, doesn't happen in the case of women yet,
yes,
in the women's section.
And I think that the women's sections will have their way eventually, and we will get women who sit on the NEC elected by the Women's Conference. I think to start off with, it may be...
That's being debated tomorrow, I think, isn't it?
That's right, yes. They've had a long struggle to get that debated, but I think that for the immediate future, it may be that the whole of conference elect by black delegates onto the NEC, but hopefully we will have them elected by the black conference.
Mr. Marrow, a final word from you. Where do we go from here? Do you think this is the end of this issue?
Well, I hope this
bound
issue,
to raise its head as Keith has
I hope this issue doesn't come back into the conference, but let's have more constructive ideas from these conferences how to fight racism, not apartheid.
Thank you both very much, and now back to you, Rob.